subject, stuck between the concrete and brick walls. Dear Shirley and Steve, I am stuck between concrete and a brick wall. A couple of months ago, I met this wonderful girl, concrete wall in parentheses. She actually decided to talk to me before I wanted to talk to her. We've been together since December, and our relationship has been on the edge for a while now. Recently, she started talking to this other guy because she said the only time I have for her is during the nighttime to talk on the phone, which is true. I don't understand why we must talk on the phone 24/7. I truly don't believe that's a good enough reason to talk to someone, especially when she knows everything I do is to be successful. She knew before we started dating I was one of the youngest successful African-American men in my area. All she does is complain that I only see her twice a week, every other week, and once every week. She says she sees me a lot, and it's not just for an hour. She is also ashamed to go places with me because she's used to having drug dealers, and she's scared her friends would judge her. I honestly don't know what to do. That's not even the half. I have a friend, Brick Wall in parentheses, who I've been friends with for years, who's my ex. Well, she tells me to move out, and the thing is, I think I'm falling in love with her more than my girlfriend. She is proud of me, and she actually appreciates my success. She tells me everything that a man should hear. She and I have been through the works, but I still go to her for everything. I don't know where or who I should be with. Shirley and Steve, help. The walls are closing in. I mean, this is simple. You should be with the one who's loyal, who supports you, the one who you say you love. I mean,
that brick wall.
Yeah. I don't even know why you call her a brick wall, and you don't say why you broke up.
See, you wrote in, dear Shirley and Steve, I'm stuck between concrete and a brick wall. A couple months ago, I met this wonderful girl. Now, she the concrete wall. See this little educated boy right here. He went to school and stuff, learned how to do similes and analogies and fables and all. He even took a little philosophy course. Now, he writing my smooth ass. Mistake. Stuck between a concrete and a brick wall. A couple months ago, I met this wonderful girl, concrete wall. She actually decided to talk to me before I wanted to talk to her. This removes him from blame. Y'all listening to me?
Yeah, hear you.
See, I don't care who talked to who. You talked back, didn't you? So how is her fault? We've been together since December, and our relationship has been on the edge for a while now. Recently, she started talking to this other guy because she said the only time I have for her is during the nighttime to talk on the phone, which is true. Okay, so now, you want me to believe that y'all ain't sleeping together. Are you listening, ladies? Shirley?
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I'm right here.
And she said, all we have time to do tonight, talk on the phone, which is true. Mm-hmm. Then he says, I don't understand why we must talk on the phone 24/7. I truly don't believe that's a good enough reason to talk to someone. He's saying that her reason for talking to another guy is because he only talks to her on the phone at night. He says he don't believe that's a good enough reason to talk to someone. Okay, let me ask you something, dog. Why you tripping? If all y'all doing is talking on the phone, why you tripping because she got somebody else? Why you tripping? That's because I know it's more to this. But watch this. Especially when she knows that everything I do is to be successful. She knew before we started dating I was one of the youngest successful African-American men in my area. What area are you talking about, dog? You talking about on your street, in your apartment complex, in your subdivision? You know, what? You the most successful. And even if she did know all that, that don't stop her from wanting what she want.
It shouldn't.
When y'all started talking, she didn't know that she was going to get put on the back burner. Then he says, all she does is complain that I only see her, listen to this, all she does is complain that I only see her twice a week, every other week, and once every week. She sees me a lot, and it's not just for an hour. Excuse me, dog. Did you not, with your stupid ass, just say in the letter that all y'all do is talk on the phone? No, but dog, see, you young and you stupid. See, you writing a letter, but you thinking you selling this to a woman that wants the relationship to work. You wrote the letter to a guy who don't give a damn who you in a relationship with. But this game you got going now, dog. Now you just seeing the girl every now and then, sleeping with her. She done got tired. She wants something else. Then he says, she is also ashamed to go places with me because she's used to having drug dealers and she's scared her friends would judge her. What?
That line threw me too.
What? She ashamed to go to places with you. Because she used to seeing drug dealers, and she scared her friends would judge her for dating a guy that's in corporate America, that's the most successful man in her neighborhood. Her friends would judge her or go, oh, girl, look at you. Bruh, that don't make no doggone sense at all. Unless, excuse me, that you being one of the most successful African-American men in your area, are you a drug dealer? I'm asking you a question. See, that's the only reason that she'd be ashamed to go to places with him, because she used to having drug dealers and she scared her friends would judge her. Are you a drug dealer? He ain't saying what he do. Do y'all understand that logic?
I understand where you're angling at. Yeah.
I don't get that, Steve.
She is also ashamed to go places with me because she's used to having drug dealers and she's scared her friends would judge her.
Oh, I get it now.
So if they judge her by seeing her with him, is it to assume that she got a drug dealer and she don't want to be seen out with him? That's all I'm asking.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, but Unc, who voted him most successful person in the
He did.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.